News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Association of Secondary Teachers of Ireland has sanctioned a ballot for industrial action if talks with the government fail to reach an agreement on controversial senior cycle changes. And Donal Cremin is president of the ASDI and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Donal. Tell us, first of all, before we get into the industrial action aspect of it, your issues with these senior cycle changes.
Yes, good morning, Ciara. Thank you for having me on News Talk this morning. And let me first of all say that whatever we do in the near future will not affect the present leaving cert class. Okay, our issues are in relation to the senior cycle. They are in relation to the accelerated senior cycle that has come into place. Okay, and the accelerated process is what has really caused the problem. It is rushed, not allowing time for teachers to become familiar with what is happening. It has poor quality training and a lack of it. One day's training is not sufficient. We would want up to 8 days. So the planning process is flawed. I think the NCCA and IDA are overwhelmed by the acceleration. And I personally don't think they can cope. Now, yesterday at our convention, we passed a motion that in the event, and we are going into talks, and hopefully next week, next Monday, we will start intensive talks with the department to sort out the issues that we brought to convention yesterday.
Okay. So Donal, what you're saying is it's been brought in too quickly and there isn't adequate preparation or training. I think that's in a nutshell, yes, for teachers to deliver it.
Yeah.
I see coming from your conference, though, there are certain teachers saying things like that the senior cycle reform, that this will wipe out DESH schools, for example, because children from impoverished or deprived backgrounds won't have the same access maybe to supports. The senior cycle changes involve lots and lots of project-based work and classroom-based work and classroom-based assessment, is my understanding. And that's certain children will be disadvantaged in that instance. Do you agree with that as well? Is there a problem with the senior cycle change in general, or is it just about the speed and the lack of resources?
Well, in general, there's a lot of issues a lot of problematic things that are happening within the senior cycle at the moment, and it's being too rushed is causing the major problem. Had we a bit more space and time, we could have solved all these issues before we actually got down to doing the actual new senior cycle.
So in principle, you're not against this project-based
senior cycle.
You're not against that. It's the speed.
Well, there's projects are involved in many different subject areas, even at this moment in time, in the leaving cert, you know, and a vast number of them. But the difficulty is that the one size fits all does not work. In other words, where everybody has 40%, I mean, my own subject engineering has 50, music and other subjects have higher again. And there's no problem with that because it suits the subject.
Okay.
So I think each subject needs to be taken individually. So the sciences at the moment are the ones that are being thrown under the bus, and they're the ones that are having the problems with the 40%. I think, you know, there should be another look at it, maybe a reduction in certain subjects like mathematics, which is critically important, a reduction in the sciences maybe, and a reduction in English, you know, the critical subjects. So I think the department need to move a little bit from the 40% and be a little bit
more flexible. Tell me this then. Talk to me about then the industrial relations aspect of it, this ballot. What are you planning?
Well, basically, we're planning to go back into talks next week, okay? And from those talks, convention has instructed us and instructed a standing committee that any documents or proposals arising from these talks will be put to a ballot of affected members. So in the event, right, that talks break down, we will be going forward with our motion, and I'm sure the TUI today are passing their motion as well. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to wait and see, okay? But if they pass their motion together, we will step forward into negotiations to talk about all the issues that we need to solve. Now, these talks...
If you do step forward, though, with those two ballots passed, the TUI and your own, you have a grenade in your back pocket. You're basically going into talks with the minister, and what you are saying is we will take industrial action if you don't agree with us.
Well, we will do everything in our power to do everything up to and including strike action. That is our motion.
You're not going to affect the class of 2025, but the class of 2026 are getting no such reassurance. Is that right?
Well, at the moment, we cannot say what way our members will ballot or vote when this comes. It all depends on the talks and negotiations. And if those talks and the negotiations are extremely positive, and if we get our issues discussed with the department, and if they take our issues on board, then we'll be coming back to our members and we will be recommending yes or no, or that's what we usually
do. Okay, but Donal, if it's a no, I mean, you're saying that you're concerned, obviously I would hope that your concern is around the delivery of education to the children, so the students in your schools. So if your concern is that's not being done adequately, how does striking help those children? How does taking days out of their school year, their academic year, and the run-up to their Leaving Cert help those children?
Well, there are many other ways of conducting strikes as well, so I'm not going to go into that at the moment, okay, because that would be actually showing our hand. But convention asserts that the STI position remains principled, student-centred and rooted in the defence of quality public education. Now, you brought up the issue of DESH and students who are maybe living in hotels. They have to do the ASE the same as somebody who has, a parent who is well-to-do, who is well-capable of maybe even buying some of the new AI products that are out there, which can't even be, they're licensed. They can't.
Or you could have someone with a parent who's a professor of maths. I mean, this kind of project-based work is very hard, to be equitable, isn't it?
It is. And that's where we're going. For the more equitable things are, the better it is for the overall group of students that are coming out in 2026. In other words, it's new to them. It's a new process then. I mean, as time goes on, students will have 7 different assessment components coming in around the same time in their final 6th year. Doesn't that put a lot of pressure on students to get all this work, all this research, all this materials together? So I think, our motion
is
passed at this stage and it is going forward. But we will go into talks, we will discuss, we will try and trash out the issues that are involved, and we will try and get to a conclusion where, we must talk.
All right.
At the end of the day, Donal, that's the way we solve problems.
Thank you very much, Kira.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us this morning, Donal. That is Donal Cremin there, President of the ASTI.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.